Australians are delaying and dodging appointments with the dentist because it costs too much. Healthcare cost comparison site Mind the Gap surveyed over 1,500 dentists across Perth, Sydney and southeast Queensland and found the average cost of a checkup and clean was $185. Experts say Australians are finding it increasingly hard to meet those costs with serious implications for their health. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
36-year-old Queensland woman Callie Westbrook can't afford private dental care, and long waits in the public system have taken a serious toll on her health.
At this point in time, I now only have 12 of my original teeth because I had sat on the public waiting list for just a general dental plan. I'd sat on the waiting list for nearly 6 years.
Her problems started after the birth of her youngest child, when a doctor said pregnancy had left her with low calcium levels. With waiting times of weeks or months for every dental appointment, minor problems quickly turned into major ones.
The severity of the decay, particularly at the front, was so bad that I just simply stopped smiling. My diet really deteriorated. I put on a lot of weight because the foods that I was eating were high in fat because they had to be reasonably soft, you know?
Dental care was never included under Medicare's coverage, so most spending in Australia comes out of patients' pockets. Now the cost comparison website Mind the Gap has found it costs an average of $185 for a standard checkup and clean across three states for those without private health insurance. Its founder, James Gillespie, says Australians are finding it increasingly hard to cover those expenses.
As we see fewer people taking up private health insurance, the number of people who have access to affordable dental care naturally goes down as well. And you see this in statistics where in 2016 to 2017 alone, over 2 million Australians forewent dental care that they otherwise should have had simply because of cost considerations.
Dr. Carmelo Bonanno is president of the Australian Dental Association and is calling for the creation of a health savings account. Under that system, the government would offer tax incentives to those who save for their own care.
This is an alternative to taking out extras cover with a private health insurer. So basically, if you put the money away and you don't use it, that money accumulates and it earns interest over a period of time anyway. We're saying to government, look at this as an alternative. It's a model that's been used successfully overseas. And when people have an incentive to pay for their own care, they'll pay for it. And they won't be such a burden on the public purse or even on the insurer's purse.
The Grattan Institute's health program director, Stephen Duckett, wants the government to go further by boosting the share of dental care funded by Medicare.
I think the first choice we have to make is, do we want to have a universal scheme that covers everybody, or do we want public policy to say, well, the rich can pay for whatever they like and the poor have to deal with a scheme which involves 12-month waiting lists and the like? My view is we have to commit to some form of universal scheme, and in the first instance, we should prioritise an access scheme for low-income and older Australians.
And that's Queensland mother Callie Westbrook's hope as well.
It has to happen. Your teeth affect your entire body, and yet it is the only thing that is not covered by Medicare. And it is completely unreasonable to think that dental should not also be covered under the government Medicare scheme the same way everything else is.
Queensland woman Callie Westbrook ending Eleanor Whitehead's report.